Cardiac catheterization, also called coronary angiogram, is a procedure used to diagnose and treat cardiovascular conditions. But like any medical procedure, being prepared for the experience can often allay fears of both the patient and their family members, and even help improve the outcome. Joining me this morning to give us the inside scoop on what to expect during a heart catheterization are Meg Boynton, a cardiopulmonary registered nurse, and Jim Fitzgerald, a registered nurse with the Cardiac Catheterization Lab at Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So, Jim, why do we do a catheterization? What is the purpose of it?
The purpose of doing a cardiac catheterization is to evaluate the presence or the advancement of coronary artery disease.
So we're looking at how well the vessels are functioning. Are we looking at valves? What are we looking at?
So there's a couple different aspects within the cardiac catheterization itself. The first aspect is to evaluate the coronary arteries and the blood flow that's providing the heart with oxygenated blood. And then the second aspect is to evaluate one of the valves within the heart chamber itself.
And Meg, are there other things that we look for also? I mean, for example, how the heart is pumping?
We look at the pump and function of the heart. Mm-hmm. And as Jim said also, we can look at one of the valves to see how well that the valve is working.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a genetic problem, like a congenital problem, you can look at how it's affecting the function of the heart?
We can see the function of the heart, yes.
Okay. What do you propose after finding these findings? What usually follows? I mean, why is it done? What's the purpose of it?
The purpose of it is to find out what's causing symptoms. There's a variety of different symptoms that elate with cardiovascular disease, and they can be as vague as shortness of breath or as typical as chest pain. So what we're really trying to do is evaluate the cause of that, and is it related to the overall perfusion, if you will, of the heart?
So to really know how to treat, we need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I also know that isn't catheterization kind of a precursor or necessary before they would have put in something like a stent? Is that part of it?
That is. That would be if after the cardiac catheterization, the diagnostic part, if they do find a problem, then they can move forward to do an intervention, which would be a stent.
And do they use a cath to do the stent or similar procedure?
So it's within the same procedure.
It's done within the same procedure.
Yes.
So it's part and parcel of the same thing. That was something I always assumed as well. And do they also determine whether you would need something more invasive like bypass surgery?
They would, depending on where the blockages are or how severe the blockages are, how many blockages there are, whether they would fix with a stent or send you to open heart surgery.
Okay, so it's really a crucial procedure for anyone who's having the kinds of symptoms you were describing, like shortness
Absolutely.
Of breath or pain. So tell us, what do you expect? What happens? What would a patient expect to experience?
The procedure itself is a pretty painless procedure. At the very beginning, you would feel a pinch and a burn because we use a local anesthetic to numb the area in which
we're
going.
So you're fully awake?
You are awake. We do give medication to relax you. And we work, as RNs, we work with the doctors and work with the patients and make sure that they're comfortable.
And where does the catheter, where is it inserted?
Well, there's two different locations that it can be inserted. We obviously like the large artery and the femoral arteries, either left or right.
And is that the groin area?
That's in the groin area, yep. And then secondarily, we've moved to using the radial arteries, which is in the back of the wrist, to get to the heart itself.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
As Meg said, it's a pretty painless procedure. So once we have access, the catheters are passed through another catheter to inject small amounts of contrast within the coronary arteries, and then that's actually how we evaluate the presence of disease.
So in other words, you make an incision.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's there's locally anesthetized, a small incision. The catheter is placed in, and it's, what is it, like fed up through the artery into the heart?
It is, and it's not so much an incision. It's more of like a needle puncture.
Okay.
In some cases, some rare cases, we do have to, incise, but for the most part, it's more of a puncture.
Mm-hmm. Like an IV.
Like mm-hmm. an IV. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, as you said, painless. The person's wide awake. And are the doctors looking at some kind of a screen, seeing how this is moving, and then, of course, as you said, after the dye is inserted, why don't you say more about that?
Sure, absolutely. There's a series of screens that are in front of the physicians or next to the patient, and those screens are going to display the actual X-ray images and different monitors that we use throughout the procedure, as far as monitoring their blood pressure, their EKG, their heart rhythm. And then furthermore, you know, other diagnostic procedures we can do. So there's a number of monitors that will be brought in close to the patient during the procedure.
And they're injected with some kind of a dye so they can see the how the valves are working, or?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We inject small amounts of contrast into the coronary arteries so that we can evaluate the presence of coronary arteries disease.
Mm-hmm. So how do patients usually deal with this? First of all, are patients interested in watching the screens? Are they allowed to watch the screens?
Oh, absolutely. Some of our patients are wide awake and they do prefer to watch the procedure, and some of our patients are very comfortable with not watching and just sleeping, and that's perfectly fine with us as well.
Uh-huh. How long does the procedure take?
It could take anywhere from about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on if it's just a diagnostic or if there's an intervention that needs to take place.
So if they have to do a stent, it might be longer.
About an hour and a half is what we average.
Okay.
Could take a little bit longer, but that's about the average.
Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend? What do you say to patients, you know, in advance of this? Is there some way to prepare, or just basically tell them not to worry, or?
I think that the more patients know, you know, the more comfortable they are with the procedures. And the information that's available out there is vast, but if patients could just take some time and understand, you know, talk to their physicians at the screening process about, you know, the expectations, that would help limit some of their anxieties of actually coming to the hospital for this procedure. The procedure itself, you know, as we said, it's not horribly uncomfortable. As Meg said, it's just a little discomfort in the beginning and a little discomfort in the end.
And clearly very, very important to help them with their overall health. Well, Meg Boynton, cardiopulmonary registered nurse, and Jim Fitzgerald, registered nurse with the Cardiac Catheterization Lab at Upstate Medical University, thanks so much for coming in and sharing all this information with us today. I think you probably put a lot of people's minds at ease who are facing this kind of procedure. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back, so please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.